All right, I have some dark breaking news. Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in American history, and the most corrupt president is currently destroying part of the White House so he could rebuild something using funds that were extracted from different companies after authoritarian lawsuits were levied against them. Just to back up, Trump's wealth has gone from $4.3 billion in January of 2025 to $7.3 billion today in October of 2025. Over the past 9 months, he has seen a $3 billion wealth increase, not through the selling of shoes or hats or simple campaign donations, no. By extracting money from people through cryptocurrency and giving them favors with the presidency, allowing people like Justin Sun, a Chinese-born crypto billionaire who donated hundreds of millions of dollars to Trump and then came in to the country for the first time in years after the SEC was supposed to investigate him. The SEC was going to arrest him if he ever stepped foot in the United States again, because he defrauded a bunch of Americans, Justin Sun. Donald Trump dropped that investigation. The point is, he is corrupt. He's creating all of these different buckets for people to funnel money into, and one of those buckets is the ballroom that he is so obsessed with. I mean, this is our president, just today, ranting and raving like a lunatic, obsessed about his ballroom of corruption. Take a listen.
And most excitingly, on the other side, you see the fence. And the wall, we're building a world-class ballroom. You know, for 150 years, they've wanted a ballroom here. We don't have a ballroom. We have a little cocktail area, but we don't have a ballroom. The East Room, it's called, is a very small cocktail area. It holds about 88 people.
Okay, he talks about this for another 40 seconds. And then minutes later on in the speech, he just goes on about the ballroom. He won't stop ranting about it. There are a lot of legit problems with the cost of living in America. The unemployment rate among my generation, among every generation, is going up. The price of everything is going up. Donald Trump promised to end wars. He even flaunted this quote-unquote ceasefire. The ceasefire immediately broke in the most depressing way possible. Now he is demolishing the White House and trying to replace it with the ballroom of corruption. Like, before we even talk about the demolition of the White House, I want to dig deeper into who's paying for the Trump White House ballroom. As construction begins on President Donald Trump's new $250 million White House ballroom, people are asking who the hell is paying for it. This ballroom costs more than Doge saved. You guys remember Doge? For the first 3 or 4 months of Trump's presidency, Elon Musk was running around, literally slashing different agencies over and over. I mean, they saved no money whatsoever, and now they're spending $250 million on a ballroom, but the donors are not only mysterious. Donald Trump is extorting different companies for this. A while back, Donald Trump levied a lawsuit against Paramount. He knew that Paramount was about to go through a merger with Morningstar, I believe. As this merger was going on, they were halting it. They were slow rolling the merger until Paramount paid $16 million into the Donald Trump Presidential Library. It is a key example of the type of bucket that Donald Trump creates for people to funnel money into. It's unprecedented in its size and scope when it comes to corruption. The U.S. president has said that he personally will pay for significant portions of its construction and suggested that some still anonymous donors would be willing to spend more than $20 million to complete the project. But the question is, are these donors just doing this out of the goodness of their hearts? Why are the donors doing this? Do they expect something in return? Obviously, because Trump is the most transactional president in American history. There's this interesting story I always talk about. So in the early 90s, when the Clintons took office, Hillary Clinton got in this big scandal because a decade before they were in office, she had made about $100,000 off of cattle futures. Then this erupted into a massive scandal 12 years later when they were in the White House because, oh my God, she made $100,000. This was a story for months with investigations. Now, Melania Trump and Jeff Bezos just cut a deal where she gets a $40 million movie. Just clear favors coming from Jeff Bezos, and no one's talking about it except for here on the Adam Mockler channel. So by the way, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following below. Here's Donald Trump admitting that a bunch of people are just paying into his ballroom.
Very much in keeping, and we'll be able to have state dinners, the kind we would literally not even have state dinners because it's not set up. But for all those years, they wanted it, and now they're going to get it. And because of you, they're going to get it. And me too. We're all in this together.
And I mean, I have so many friends, and so many of you have been really, really generous. I mean, a couple of you, I'm sitting here saying, sir, would $25 million be appropriate? I said, I'll take it. You know, it doesn't take too many 25s to get it done. But a lot of you have been really fantastic.
Thank you. The dude is just openly bragging about his corruption, bragging in the open about who's paying for this. So listen to this. One of the companies that paid $22 million into the White House ballroom, not because they wanted to, but because the Trump admin is threatening them to, was YouTube. YouTube paid $22 million. They actually agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle the lawsuit, but $22 million went directly into this. The bulk of the money is slated to go to a planned White House ballroom. It is a prime example of Donald Trump trying to place pressure on companies, extorting them, and then using this money to funnel it into projects. People say, oh, he's just a creative businessman. He's just being creative and clever. He's doing this to enrich himself personally, not the people of the United States. And that wouldn't be okay. We shouldn't return to some pre-constitutional order either way where we can just do bargaining. But what Donald Trump is doing is getting a $400 million jet. This $400 million jet doesn't go to any other US president. It's going to sit in his library after. It's going to sit in his presidential library after. A Qatari jet. After that, we've seen a $5.5 billion golf course get built in Qatar. After that, Qatar now is doing joint training exercises with US troops in the United States. It is all incredibly obvious quid pro quo that is weird as hell. And the settlement filed in the U.S. District Court of Northern California ends a four-year legal battle between the company and Mr. Trump. Now that he's in office, a lot of these companies are like, we can't just do that. We can't do this. The president of the United States is applying too much pressure. That's why you see so many companies caving. I don't think they should. I don't think they should cave. So if you want to make sure that you support me, not only on YouTube, but everywhere else, subscribe below and go follow my Instagram. I'm posting on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook every single day, Substack, all in the description below. Let's get to the demolition. Demolition of the White House East Wing began Monday as President Trump added a $200 million 90,000 square foot ballroom. I mean, here's a prime photo of the destruction happening. Here's the problem. At the end of the day, most of the American people do not care about his corruption or anything that he does because they think he's rigging the system that's already rigged in favor of them. I mean, the system is very rigged, right? People have felt let down by the American system for decades regarding healthcare, rising prices, homes. I mean, it's not good. The system is set up to help the wealthy, and people think that Trump is coming in to fix that, but he's not. He's rigging it in favor of the wealthy even further, rigging it for himself the most. So we need to be clear about that. I love you all. Peace out.